NHS, as in Britain, is onto a new blood test survey regime that has implications for survival and test rates of cancer. It is called the Galleri test. Looks for 50 different kinds of cancerous DNA in the bloodstream before that genetic code properly forms. Trial is involving 140,000 volunteers. Early trials already show its effective at discovering hard-to-identify cancers around the neck, the head, the lungs and the throat. Cancer Society Medical Director Dr. Kate Gregory is with us. Morning.
Good morning.
How many trials like this are there about the place, or is this new one unique and going to change the way we see cancer?
I think it is potentially a game changer. There have been some preliminary trials on using this exact same test in the United States, which did give really encouraging results. And so this is a much bigger trial. They're looking at over 140,000 people. And I think potentially it could absolutely change the way cancers are presented. If we could detect cancers much earlier, then the treatment burden is much less for patients and the cure rate will be higher.
Indeed. Why haven't we been able to do it?
I think it's just technology moves along very rapidly. I think, you know, things change and, you know, there's been quite a lot of interest in sort of circulating tumour cells and tumour DNA, which is what this test is looking at, mainly in looking at trying to assess patients' response to treatment and also to try and detect recurrences in cancers earlier. But now I think as often as the way with cancer treatments, you start looking at them earlier and earlier. Okay, can we now use this test, which we've got experience of using, to detect cancers earlier?
This is a non-doctor type question. Can you go back early enough to the point potentially where it becomes problematic because we all may have some sort of detection or marker there, may or may not ever present itself, so therefore you have to make a decision around how much treatment you may or may not do, how much of a life you may or may not interrupt?
Yeah, I think that's a very, very good question. Even though it's a non-doctor question, it's a very good question. And I think a good screening test is one that doesn't throw up those problems too often. So the initial trials that they did in the United States, they found, I think, about in 0.5% of people, they had those kind of results, what we would call a false positive result. So that was actually really encouraging. But that's one of the things that this trial will be looking at. Is it causing more problems than it's actually solving?
Will we get back to a point in time, if you're looking for all sorts of different cancers, do they at some point all act the same way, given they don't act the same way once they present the way we understand it now?
Potentially all cancers do act the same way. They'll start in a sort of primary site of the body, so for example in the lung or the breast, and then they will, over time, they will spread and metastasize elsewhere in the body. And so what this test is hoping to do is to find them when they're still small primary cancers and highly curable.
Kate, appreciate your time very much. Kate Gregory, who's the Cancer Society Medical Director.